Monday, 18th day of July, 2022. Barley production in Wyoming, based on conditions as of July 1st, is forecasted to be at 5.05 million bushels, according to a July 1st agricultural yield survey conducted by the Mountain Regional Field Office of the National Ag Statistics Services. This forecast is down 21% from the 2021 crop. Estimated acreage for harvest is at 51,000 acres, is down 19,000 acres from the 70,000 acres harvested in 2021. U.S. beef exports set new volume and value records in May, topping $1 billion for the fourth time this year. According to information released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. However, pork exports were well below last year's large totals. Shipments were the largest of 2022 in both volume and value. U.S. lamb exports continue to trend higher, led by growth in the Caribbean and Mexico.
No matter what your level of hearing loss or speech disability, Wyoming Relay can help. Wyoming Relay is a free service that offers telephone services and specialized equipment so you can call anyone, anytime, anywhere. Wyoming Relay provides telephone access for people with hearing loss and access for people with speech disabilities. Most services are available for Spanish language callers too. Wyoming Relay, a call anyone can make. Go to WyomingRelay.com, another smart resource from Wyoming Workforce Services.
The next sage-grouse implementation team meeting is scheduled for August 2nd. This meeting will be held in Lander at the Lander Community and Convention Center. There'll be an option to join the meeting virtually to listen online. More information and agenda will be provided soon at wyominggameandfish.yo.gov. The University of Wyoming Sheridan Research and Extension Center will be hosting its annual field day and open house on July 27th. The program is free and open to the public. The event is a unique opportunity to interact directly with the people who are doing research. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. at the Watt Agricultural Center. Field tours at the Adams Ranch begin at 9 a.m. During the tours, researchers will give brief presentations on their current projects and answer questions from the audience. This year, featured topics will include grapevine variety trials, bluegrass control, alternative forage plots, dry bean and pea selection fields, and alternative alfalfa weevil control options. Lunch will be served at noon. The Sheridan Research and Extension team will lead a wrap-up discussion during the meal. For more information, call 307-673-2856. Other UW Research and Extension Field Day events will also be held in Powell on July 21st.
Open calendar. What's my